Well, as our quiz kind of got us thinking about Disney movies and Disney music, Richard Kaufman is a kind of musical gypsy as a guest conductor for orchestras around the world. It's a job that calls for a great deal of preparation with short notice and little rehearsal time. Richard has an additional specialty, synchronizing the orchestra's performance to motion picture images projected on a screen. And all that skill will be brought to bear this weekend when he's the guest conductor for the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra's presentation of Disney in Concert, Tale as Old as Time. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. Aloha. How are you, Chris?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
Welcome to Hawaii, and you're, you know, passing through as you do in so many orchestras around the world.
Well, to say I'm happy to be in Hawaii would be one of the great understatements. When I was about to come over here and friends would say, where's your next engagement? I would say, well, it's with the, and they would say, I beg your pardon. I say, the Hawaii Symphony, and they would say, oh, right, you know, it's like I had done something wrong.
It's like people get angry at you for
they
some
do.
Reason. I don't know why
yeah.
that is. But
I didn't feel sorry for them at all.
There's no reason to. don't waste your time. But the job that you have calls for a variety of very specialized skills, and I don't just mean conducting an orchestra. I mean conducting an orchestra with very little notice and getting everybody on the same page with what? Couple of rehearsals at the most, yeah?
Well, yeah, and it's very exciting. Being a symphony conductor, you usually have a home orchestra,
right.
And then you travel around and conduct various orchestras. And this is my first time here with the Hawaii Symphony, and when Jonathan Parrish, the executive director, invited me here, I was thrilled because I've heard wonderful things about this group, both professionally and personally. And so I knew it was going to be a good time, and so I couldn't wait to get here. And the skills with a show like the Disney show, it's fun. We have, as you say, they're multimedia. There's some incredible video from the original Disney films. And then, of course, the music, and we have four amazing singers. It's kind of like a big Broadway show all about Disney.
Yeah,
that's really what it's like, and you know, everybody's singing along, and it's a great experience.
The thing that I think would be especially difficult, Richard, is that one of the elements in this multimedia presentation is very fixed as to time, and by that I mean the screen presentation.
Yes, the film never changes length.
So you know, everything else you can be flexible with tempo and everything else, but you can't be flexible when the music has to sync up to images, right?
Right, exactly. And that's the one of the things I love about film is that, you know, there is a definiteness to length and tempo and all that sort of thing. But within the music, there is a variation that you can do as long as you start and finish at the same time and hit the places that need to be hit, you know.
That's pretty much the number one rule in music, isn't it?
And in this show, it's interesting because there's a lot of compilation in the films. It isn't just showing one scene.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we do this wonderful Disney Memories Overture, it's called, which includes music and scenes from Fantasia and Pinocchio and Bambi, Alice in Wonderland, Lady and the Tramp. And so you're taking on this wonderful journey through the history of Disney with all this great music and the visuals. And then we start going through and having various clips from different films, Tangled, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid, Hercules. We have a large section devoted to the movie Frozen. I don't know if anybody's heard. There's a song out there called Let It Go.
So I'm told.
From Frozen, yes. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
And then we, of course, Lion King. And so it's basically, if you like Disney, this is really a visual and audio journey through Disney's history in a wonderful way. And with this orchestra, you know, it takes a great orchestra to play this music. And this orchestra is, you know, one of the best around. So
particularly when you mentioned that first medley, It made me think about a lot of us grew up with Uncle Walt on the TV and the Disney shows and the Disney movies that, you know, of the 50s and 60s. And they were as much about music to me as they were about images. That, I think a lot of us got our, you know, got melodies stuck in our head from a Disney movie, even if there were no other sources of music coming our way.
Right. And I think a lot of people, the first classical music they may have ever heard in their lives was Fantasia.
Yeah.
And it's really a tribute to Walt Disney that he saw the entire landscape of the visual and the audio.
Yeah.
And brought it to people and was aware that the visual affected the music and the music affected the visual, and had terrific writers. I mean, the Sherman Brothers, you know, with all that they did.
Sure.
And then using the great classical composers.
Well, and especially when he first started out, Disney was very much a sort of a broad and visionary artist, you know, collaborating with Salvador Dali. I mean, he really was.
Yes.
He was not just trying to be a commercial success. He was really trying to bring art to the masses. You could argue that he succeeded pretty well.
He sure did. And, you know, one of the tough things for Walt Disney, I believe, was that coming together of the desire for the artistic and the need to be pragmatic in making money. A studio had to make money and exist. And then he ran into a whole union situation that turned things upside down in the business. And somehow he kept reinventing himself and never lost the vision. So when somebody says, well, I don't think we can really afford this. I mean, his brother Roy, who ran the operation, you know, when Roy would say, gosh, Walt, I don't know if we have enough, Walt would say, don't bother me now. I'm, you know, creating a Sleeping Beauty. And, you know, and when it came out, nobody really thought this would last, you know, the way it has.
I think he's overlooked as an influential artist, like, a you know, in the way that Charles Chaplin was an influential artist and at much the same era.
Yeah. And yet he's won the most Academy Awards.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good tribute.
Well, know, yeah, he's a success, you know.
Yeah.
It's more in terms of the relation to the arts and music. Yeah. But you're going to be bringing all that to the fore this weekend.
We will. You know, I've done a lot of work at the Disney studio, and when you walk around, you can see that this was not just a movie studio. This was like a family kind of thing that Walt Disney put together with the animators and the musicians and the crews and the actors and everything like that. And you can just feel that, you know, you're within some kind of really exciting place that did have his vision.
Yeah.
You know, for years. And this weekend, with Hawaii Symphony, this is a real tribute to Walt, and it's fun. I mean, it's for all ages. You know, a lot of people, a lot of parents will say, well, I'm bringing my children. Well, the truth is, they're bringing themselves, and they couldn't get a babysitter.
The children are a prop, so you could,
that's
you
right.
could enjoy it without being self-conscious about
that's right.
it, right?
Excuse me. So, you know, we're really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a great show. Thanks very much for coming in.
Yeah, I'm also supposed to say that tickets are still available. They are going fast.
Well.
I love doing these commercials. The shows are Friday night.
You've got a knack for it, Richard.
Thank you very
much. You know what? I've got that info here.
You did? Well, here's Chris to tell you what I was going to tell you.
And Richard Kaufman will be the guest conductor for the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra's presentation of Disney in Concert, Tale as Old as Time, at the Blaisdell Concert Hall on Friday, January 8th at 7:30, Saturday, January 9th. Wait a minute. Yeah, at 2 p.m.
Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong, certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time.